Friday, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just
you and me. Yes, indeed, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is the third live hour of a three-hour program. It's on July 17th, 2016. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. My treatise on that has set the standard for water contaminations on a biochemical level. The chloramine caused health damage is on the home page, the first page, as a feature on RBN, and it's available for you. And my bio is on the list of program. You find the program menu, and you find my name, you find my bio. You can go to the archives, the latest archives, and also previous archives. And that's a click on the homepage. You can also listen to RBN by iPhone. You listen to all kinds of methods. They're all there on the homepage for you. You also have streaming archive, which is a very valuable situation. We're on the eve of the Republican convention, so I'm bringing up a lot of issues that are commensurate with what needs to be looked at. Very quickly, we'll run down and on some of the events that's happened that influence things, and then we're going to go back to the time machine, really, in Comfort, Texas, which is on the Bill Darth estate in Texas, and it's over 1,500 acres. And on the time ship at Comfort, Texas, on cryogenics of the head of a human, plus or the full body, but a redefinition of death. In other words, the idea because you're still, if you have the auric communication from the brain in cryogenics, then you're developing a new form of artificial intelligence, which I referred to. In the first hour. In other words, where spirituality and thought on reincarnation is developing artificial intelligence in the data concept of computerization, which will not be a computer. It actually, as you know it, it'll be a computer in your ear, placed in your ear. And there'll be other reasons for that, because they want to affect the hippocampus gyri of the brain, which will in turn change a signal which will go to the various forms, like Medtronic did with their heart monitor, which will go into a different rhythm on the PQRST wave of the electrocardiogram, so as to change the signal for you to be telepathic while you are a de-animator, instead of being dead. Now, this, of course, is going on in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania hospital, in terms of some studies going on in Russia. Russia's been doing free cell cell transfer research for over 50 years. 50 years. They invented the process. They had developed a laser before it was printed. They developed the theory, and they did it by mind power. Yeah. I was part of that rabbit experiment, which I've talked about many times, where we impregnated a rabbit in a submarine and did it from 4,000 miles away. And that was biomarked by radioactive tracers, by the way, so it was all provable. I'm going to be getting permission to put that in my book. And Putin himself will have a page dedication in my book for those experiments were done before his time. He was a KGB agent at the time. Okay, Hillary Clinton, this past week, this is not the first time she's debated, because she was taught by Saul Alinsky, who was a socialist, and before she married Bill Clinton. Hillary wants the rich to pay for others, and meanwhile to bring down capitalism. And that is the whole basis of Hillary's mindset. Hillary's socialism is a goal. The Gitmo detainees were freed. Last week you had another one to go back to the battlefield. The detainees that were released from Gitmo that went to Uruguay and Brazil, there's one of those that they cannot find in Uruguay, and another one they don't think they will find and went to Brazil to join the other one. They can't find them. Of course, the question really is, where are the American generals on this? How is it the President of the United States takes people in and go to the back of the battlefield? No general comes out and says it. There's a general that's coming at the Republican convention, and it starts with an F, and he stood up to Obama, hey, dude, there is a, I wanted to mention this about this new game, that has been developed out of Nintendo, Pokemon game. Now, keep in mind that part of that game is a mathematical formulation and for how bacteria form colonies. That was the first algorithm that was put out. Now, of course, this game is set up in such a way to monitor you. In other words, you can play the game to find the Pokemon, but you have to get permissions on the apps for your emails to be able to get back to you and anything. So this means the government can read your emails, even write emails in your name. The idea of studying the bacteria, of course, is part of that matrix in the other way, which is very important. That was how that mathematics was developing. But they have access to you, you see, on the idea of in running their surveillance laws, which the United Nations wanted. So, in other words, we sold ourselves out in the whole thing. Everyone that runs for president says, we've got to get rid of the United Nations. even Trump has said it. Well, I wish him luck. And then, of course, you have the added value to product on the new tax laws, which are in the wings. This will mean that the formation of this goes beyond value added tax on your products. Your product now is you. Remember what I mentioned on the first hour, what I taught you several years ago. You are the data, particularly from 2014. There's one Gitmo person that's going to be released who made the statement this past week. He wanted to kill as many Americans as possible. I believe he's released tomorrow. And then the International Court decision on China taking of the South China Sea, that's in progress, so that'll be by, you know, while the Republican convention is going on. It's totally illegal. Because it violates the maritime laws also, but the United Nations in the Netherlands will review that. And you have children who are believing in Black Lives Matters by high school teachers, and getting notes to send to the parents that they're not believing the socialist system. The valuation theme for intellectual property is going into its next phase, where the Patent Cooperation Treaty will be taking over many of the patent filings for medicine. In other words, we're giving away our medical research. And that's in the past week, the development of that. There was a black shooter in Dallas, Texas, according to the crowd, saying that he's a martyr. And let's see, what other... A martyr for being there and for committing a crime. I'm for human life, and you know let's don't kid ourselves. If you happen to be in a place where you're being attacked and you're a policeman, you're trying to have some ways to quell that so that you don't harm people, and then you're considered a martyr if you shoot the cop. That needs to be addressed. And then you have Hillary voters asking for Sharia law. Now, when I first presented Sharia law as part of contract base and the contract papers in the United States of America, I just made it plain. I mean, I said, thinking, well, why do I want to deal with somebody who doesn't want to deal interest? In other words, where's my equity? You know, if I put it in, you take the American Water Works a share system, everything went from $89 to $164 this past week because the Egyptians wanted to own more with von Nestle from Germany to take over more of the water supply. So what they have in the small towns caved. They did the same thing they did with Nestle 9 years ago. Gave up their town to the Saudis. All right? Now, if you look at the contract, it's got Sharia clause in there. So, how is it that you can intercede in contract law in the United States of America with a person and say, well, my religion says I'm not going to pay out, any interest coming any other way. So you got to deal with a special bank to be able to do that, right? Okay, let's say that you're a person who wants to buy the share within those companies, all right? Now, as you as a shareholder have a legal right to place your vote based upon the development of the balance sheet, which the board is making recommendations for stocks and exchange transfer funds on the stock market. So you have three ways that you're being paid. You've got a dividend, you've got ETFs, you've got the process of the exchange of the value, and then now you've got the intellectual property. My question is, and my thesis is going to be in one of the law journals, is that how is it that the development of a religious concept of not paying interest decreases the intellectual property value of that product? So in other words, the numbers don't come out right. In other words, I'm paying interest on a vote at a board meeting on a stock that I've invested in, right? So then I come in and just take that scenario. That's the real world, boys and girls. So the whole thing, so the government, the United States government says, well, you made some money on that, you owe us some money. Well, I've never declined IRS's money because of that. I'm patriot. You know, I believe that money's going for the protection of the United States of America. It's a $20 trillion debt and over. It's $21 trillion. when I wrote chlorine caused health damage, I estimated it was $16 trillion just to fix the water infrastructure, that sewage pipe, developmental dams in the process of it, and that was in the water, potable water model. And I challenged a SIPA conflict with the United States government trailing around a faucet in the shape of a toilet in kindergarten school children's psyche, and so that they would drink recycled water. And I challenged that and said, well, if you have the shareholders coming in the other way, why is it that I have to pay the United States government on based on a profit, based on taking the interest away from a Sharia law contract? I want you to wrestle with that a little bit, and don't be academic, and don't get paranoid, and don't get just look at it on its face, boys and girls. Just look at it on its face. Do you mean to tell me that Hillary Clinton's socialistic system, which is based upon the idea of non-barter, based upon the stock's value, yet the intellectual property itself has value, which is part of the valuation for the company in case they sell it. Now, who owns that? It's going to be the people that have the Sharia contract because they didn't pay the interest, which was the value, to make the valuation. You got that, boys and girls? You understand what the hell's happening to our country? There's the battle line. And those people out in the street getting paid $5,000 a pop to go out there and cause trouble at the convention, and the Soros money and all the people, they got an RBN homepage has got an article on who's been dedicating money to the people. Imagine you're sitting there shamefully in consortiums of nonprofits who don't get valued and be able to go against capitalism. You think about that. You've got 60-some percent. There's some Carnegie research on the present day as we speak. People want to go socialist. They don't have a chance of it. What about the college that's in Cleveland? Closed down because the student says they're so afraid of police that they want to for the whole week, they're not going to have any classes. Because they're so afraid of police, they're going to have to put their guns in their trucks and their rest places in the dormitory somewhere else. Police can't stay there. There are 400, what is it, how many, 400 extra police that Cleveland's putting out there to protect the people and the Republican convention from the interlopers? And the little cupcakes are saying, well, I'm just afraid of the police. And they think, hey, Jocko, the police are there to protect you. So you want to have, and guess where that contract came from? That contract's got a Sharia clause in it. Now, if you have Obama calling the dead cops in Dallas, as I understand it, he called them bigots, but that has to be verified. But I have a lot of people that verified that for me, right from the government, man. I mean, you know, people who are really pissed, you know. They don't like the way the FBI handled things. They don't like the thing the Attorney General is running amok, should have been fired weeks ago. They got the whole thing, you know. Now, Hillary Clinton has declared, as a few hours ago, something that she has declared for years, that health care is a right. She did that just a few hours ago. So I'm saying to the United Nations, if they're giving China the Pacific Ocean and turns the thing into the President of the United States, who is favoring the military movement for militants, then what about the ocean being a right? Health care is a right? We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Pathways, and we're going to move along very quickly, and part of that thing very quickly is to make sure that we give full credit to the caller, Harvey from Florida. Thank you for waiting. Welcome aboard.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Parker. You just mentioned China and the Pacific Ocean. You know, I was listening to Chinese Radio International last night, and they were talking about all the wonderful nuclear power plants that they plan to build and are building, and they're going crazy with nuclear. And I can't believe that they're that insane. I know they have a pollution problem in most of China, horrible pollution from their coal-fired plants. But can you imagine that they've been turning right now? They have, let's see, I have it in front of me. They have, I think, 40 nuclear power plants right now. Mainland China has 33 right now, 21 under construction. They're going to be building them in England. They're going to be partners in a plant in England, nuclear power plant. And in Africa, they're planning on building them, maybe South America. Mm-hmm. Imagine these morons that they haven't learned a thing since Fukushima and Chernobyl and, of course, Three Mile Island.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that, all that's true, what you're saying. And the thing is that, the way to see energy for what they have in mind is far more ambitious. That's why China was really, for the Iran deal, for Iran to be the leader in making all of the parts for the new nuclear weapons, because China is making part of those parts to give to them, which requires power. Most of those power plants are the result of they moved millions of people around to build the dams and the power plants, and that's their strategy. See, so you know they're not caring about the people, you know, but they care about the energy, and that's how they plan to have it. And
well, to me, that's so insane. You know, when not one country has figured out what to do with their nuclear waste.
They're going to put it in the ocean.
How short-sighted.
You're totally right. They're going to put in the ocean, Harvey. That's why they want the undersea cities. They want to own the. They went right over Obama's head. You know, no self-righteous president of the United States. I don't care if he's black, white, or green. The fact they'd never give away the international dayline for the sake of the undersea cities will be powered by nuclear power. They never give that away. And think about it. Think about it. On the last term, Obama gave for the four islands, you know, to Russia and China, the Aleutian Islands, and saying, well, that was a deal that was made by the peanut farmer. And he did. He made the deal. The peanut farmer president made the deal. Yeah. I understand when you build those houses of humanity, that the thing is to give people some housing, which is a very good thing to do. Most of that material, Harvey, is radioactive. They make it from recycled parts from China.
Well, maybe that's how they're going to plan to get rid of it. They're going to put it into the Habitat for Humanity houses, maybe a little inch at a time. I mean, this is so insane. You know, hydrogen power is certainly available. They could have hydrogen plants and giant batteries, and now they developed storage batteries that are made out of aluminum, very inexpensive, super efficient. That's the latest type of battery storage that's available. So this is just short-sighted insanity. I mean, this is unbelievable.
The other thing that's very bad about the whole thing is what you do with the spent rods. So Russia has a contract with Iran. Russia supplies the big machines to Iran on that deal with Obama and Jared, that Iranian lady that's been his confidant since Chicago. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that they're going to reuse the rods. Guess where they're going to put the rods? They're going to put it in food manufacturing plants. Can you believe that?
I mean, they have to ship the rods once they're spent. They have to ship them. How dangerous is that? This is insanity.
That's right. I've got to thank you for calling, Harvey.
Well, thanks for being here, Dr. Parker.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
This is Parker Pathways, and we have a lot to cover, and I want to make sure I get Caesar from New York. Am I pronouncing your name right, Caesar? Caesar from New York? Okay. One of the things I wanted to mention, which goes into what's called the invisible force field of our brain. I've talked about this before, about the second level of information from DNA. Remember, I mentioned about the discovery where there's a separate set of chromosomes, and you know, you have 23 chromosomes, and as humans, and a second 23 set is out there, and it's been discovered. It's very faint, and from the technology, it's been to work. And this was talked about in a lot of the writings of the Mesopotamians many thousands of years ago, which, by the way, got destroyed in the Syrian ISIS conflict, which is going on. In fact, they purposely destroyed it, which, you know, bothers me very much. But there's a DNA second level of information which has been going on. I reviewed this project. This is the Leiden Institute of Physics, and that the genetic information is determined by a mechanical system of the DNA. And they have found that their computer code to simulate that folding DNA strand is randomly assigned a mechanical cue. So this means that to determine how that DNA molecule is folded to form that nucleosome, they found that mechanical folding have two different effects. First of all, they duplicate, the DNA duplicates by sound. And the letter sequence encoding, that it can change, and then the mechanics of the DNA structure can change, resulting in a different accessibility, if you will, of the DNA. And so there's a different frequency of production for the protein that's made. Now, years ago, when I was studying Buddhism concepts, I was always intrigued, and I've repeated it all my life. And the very first time I learned it, it's one sentence. The concept of cause and effect through sound, that's what the Buddhas had carved at the base of their image. And, of course, the Taliban, when they were first out in the desert, they took their cannons and destroyed the pineal gland symbol on the forehead of the Buddha and tried to destroy that coat. Fortunately, somebody took a picture of it some time ago and saved those hieroglyphics. And, of course, now that's the science. So now you can have DNA frequencies that can duplicate the process of the neuroscience in your brain. This is called the peripersonal space. Now, at Princeton University, what they have done, the public is not supposed to know a lot, but I'll tell you what the public is supposed to know right now. So they just took an object of anything. This particular case was an ashtray, and placed it very close and onto the body of the monkeys, and then registered the brain's peripersonal DNA space. So in other words, you can have, if some people who have strokes in the right posterior parietal lobe, you know, they're going to have a peripersonal stimuli on the left side of their body, and they can perceive things, you know, farther away than on that side in the normal way. So this suggests this is a representation similar to those found in the monkeys in the human brain. Now, in Stockholm, Sweden, they did a separate study with the Princeton people. Now, they're only 1,000 miles away, you see. So they think they put the ashtray close to the monkeys in Stockholm, Sweden, see, at the Karolinska Institute. And this is where they brought me in. So they say, well, what do you think of this for us to continue? And the brain developed a magnetic force with the human and the monkey clear across the Atlantic Ocean and to Princeton, and they reacted as if what happens is that the body reflexes from the which we call the aura of the brain. Of course, that's what in metaphysics is called, and the 11th chakra, you know. And the thing is, so they act as if they're defending themselves against the object. Now, let's say that you take the Egyptian work that was done in terms of the facet of the signal that would be part of the cancer cell. Now, Vice President Biden has put his stamp on what's called the cancer moonshot. That's because his son died, and he's doing a good thing here. I have to get it, you know. But you see, what they want to do here is to use the Watson computer, which has been used for the carbon footprint in your medical record for your death panel. In other words, the development process of this. And you're a certain age, this is what the care you're going to get, and so forth. So, and, of course, if they want to repeal Obamacare and go, you know, and bypass a single payer, the thing that they could run up Obamacare that's not age-related, You know, when I interviewed the doctor, Manuel, you know, who's the author of the death panel, and he wants to die at 75, and, you know, that's his thesis, and we've talked about this on this program a lot. But imagine this. Watson has decided that it'll donate Watson, his mass computer, in Switzerland, which is the master computer. Now, for 2.5 billion people on the Earth, okay, that'll be part of your chip in the death panel orientations. That's why this new president, whomever it may be, if it goes one way, it'll be just like out of the Bible. So, out of the Bible, buddy. Left side socialism, right side liberation of your own decision side. I don't know which hand that's going to be. It could be like the Chinese, you know, that film with Humphrey Bogart, The Left Hand of God. It could be any one of those things, but this is called the moonshot. So the VA is going to take and use that. In other words, they're going to take 10,000 cancer patients out of the VA system and put them in as a model for what I'm talking about right now. Now, I'm asking you, is that if you have, of course, this concept is also going on at the Foundation of Medicine and Health, but you could have patients communicating with them by their genetic code if they have cancer to be able to give the signal. It's very interesting, and it's totally plausible. Now, where we are in terms of determination of how you are given value, okay? What is your value? Your value as a person, to answer the questions that have come to me as part of my very important questions that have to do with that I'm answering today on preserving your death at the end of life. And there are two types of directives for you to get. You can have a trust, an irrevocable types of trust. You can have advanced directives, which are very important. You can end run a lot of things to get your own desires in terms of in extreme conditions, like irreversible brain damage, persistent coma, persistent vegetative state, end-of-life stages of illness. All these things can be done aside from other forms. In other words, they can limit the life-prolonging measures in any form. In other words, you can have, in California, they have the dual power of attorney for health care, which can hold up in other states. Very important for you to have a living will. In a living will, you can in-run the death panel in that sense, but you're still abided by it, because the death panel, I don't think, will be repealed by two-thirds of the Senate and two-thirds of the House. It hasn't happened in the history of the United States. I think one time it came close to that, and that's why Obama did it. Excuse me. I curse his name. I curse Obama's name. I don't hate the man personally, but I curse him for the rot of the insensible humanistic destruction of socialism and communism and other parts of the thing. But the only ism, I think, to say, well, there are other people that have health care that couldn't have it before. Nothing wrong with that, of course, because that's part of the oath. Take the physician that was in the Dallas hospital that was black. They have to put this physician resident on television so he can justify the fact that he was treating patients even though they were police. Where in the hell did they get that? That's part of it. He had to admit that's part of the Hippocratic Oath. He had come in. That's the way I talk to them. Think, I don't care what color of the skin you are. If you can develop another DNA process and develop and save other cancer, I'm going to do it. When I do and invent these tests in clinical medicine, you think I care about the skin color? I care about the process of development, saving human life and spirit and body and soul, and the metaphysical process of spirituality. Yes. And the thing is, and I put it to you, people are stuck on the idea, let's say, well, let's put a little clause in your business contract and just screw you over so that you won't have your belief in your God. Well, you can go shove it. And I mean, I'm not part of it, and I won't be part of it. And the thing, and by the way, your urine's got its memory, buddy. And the thing, it comes down to what you ate, and the thing in the memory for all your genetic code for that other 23 chromosomes. That's the real world, fella. So the whole thing comes down to the thing, and you boys and girls that are out there thinking, well, I'm so good because I'm a feminist and I want to bend the glass ceiling. Well, you just go right through and go right up to the cosmos, lady, because anything, you're not even close to the whole process of what's really going on in this world and the determinations of how it works. So the thing is, the advanced medical directives for all of the listeners that have asked that question, you eat it like a piece of pie and get it done. And you do it damn fast. And you do it before Obama gets out of office. Because I'm going to tell you something. After he gets out of office, that death panel is facing you. And if they don't repeal that within the next, in the 2016, new president comes in after November. I'll tell you what you're facing. Let me give you another piece of genetic code in the process. Now, you're talking about 3 billion years of time. The genetic code has been formed from 3 billion years of time by all science. And so you have your translated genetic information to proteins, and you realize that the genetic code has a fundamental limit. It has a transfer of ribonucleic acids. I reviewed this project, you know this, called the transfer RNAs, and that code is accommodated by more than the usual 20 amino acids, and it's error-prone. So in other words, you have a genetic code which is from 3 billion years ago, one that makes the usual 20 amino acids, And the transfer of the ribonucleic acid satisfies that size and shape constraints in your body, common to all life forms. Common to all life forms. All right? So that ends up being the possibility of making synthetic proteins from that. But all life forms. Now you think to yourself, as a communist in Congress, or you're part of a dictatorship, or you think you're so wise that you're going to kill off the people and control the processes of bioterrorism and get away with it, you're badly mistaken. Because nature, if you want to call it that, has emanated and circuited you out. This is like the Japanese have the carvings of the people that came from outer space in their spaceships, which they painted. That was 2,000 years before Christ. And they painted a female figure who carried a black box. I've talked about this before. Squares were not a really formalization of symbology in the Shema religions in the process of painting at that time. So it was very unusual. I'm going to take that piece of information and you take a piece of information from the DNA and apply it to plants. How is it that you can have an electronic voice from a plant and have it recorded? It's an electrical vibrator machine, which is called the Vivent, and it can record the electronic noise similar to the human brain from the environment of the plant itself, but no one knows what those signals mean. So in other words, so the plant is using the electrical signals as a role, you know, in, like you might say, an implant communication, and of course people don't know what those signals mean. And of course, a lot of that work is being done by Gerard Obermeier, whom I've done a lot of communication over the years, and it started that whole process of plant communication for cancer cells, which we showed that the plants could change the cell magnetism, and the cell would communicate with the plant, but that material was never published. I still have the original papers. That's at the University of Salzburg in Austria. So the whole thing comes down to when the Japanese made their drawings of what they saw that came to them, and they had a female figure who was carrying a black box in one hand. That was in the images that you see. It's in their left hand. You'll always see the black box carried in the left side of any kind of image of cosmic metaphysical writings. That just may be, you know, a coincidence. There might be other meanings, I'm not sure. But, excuse me. What are they doing wearing a plant on their spacesuit? How come the kimono has a certain floral design that they copied from that? That's something for you to think about. What was the plant doing there? We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EO Tech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
This is Parker Pathways, and the idea that Obama said that he was against food waste on cruise ships and claimed it out to be, he had that phrase in there for white people, waste of food. Yet you can go around and kill people's pigs. Dare you take their land. Obama's executive order 10990 allows the government to take over the transportation and close or control of highways and seaports. Executive order by Obama 10995 allows the government to seize control of the communication media. Executive order 10997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals immediately. Executive order allows the government to take all the food resources and farms by eminent domain without warrant and arrest. Executive order 11000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision in FEMA camps. Executive order 11001 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions. That includes the death penalty. Executive order 11002 designates the registration of all persons. Postmaster General to operate a national registration. That means the ID card. Executive order 11003 allows the government to take all airports, aircraft, and including commercial aircraft under jurisdiction of government order. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities and build new housing with public funds to designate the areas to be abandoned and establish new location for population. That's the gentrification of the black people in the white neighborhoods to take over white people's lands, specifically. Executive Order 11005 allows the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. Executive Order 11049 assigns the emergency preparedness function to the federal departments and agencies. And it also consolidates 21 operative executive orders issued over the 15-year period. In other words, by retroactive dictatorship. Executive Order 11051 specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives authorization to all executive orders into ineffective times, increase the international attentions, and economic or financial crisis of martial law. 11310, Executive Order, grants authority to the Department of Justice to enforce the plans to set out the executive orders to institute industrial supports, establish a new form of administrative judicial system to control all aliens, to operate the penal and contractual institutions, to advise and assist the president under a separate executive order. That means the aliens are separate. You have a lot at stake tomorrow. You need to watch carefully what happens at that Republican convention. And you need to watch, period. Safety is everything. Food and water is everything. Thank you for supporting RBN and listening to Parker Pathways on Sundays, 10 to 1 Central Time. And I want to thank my producer, and I want to thank my audience. Thank you very much. Kiss to the Desert Rose and Great Park. God bless America and our country. We're not the United Nations country. We're the United States of America. See you next week on Parker Pathways on RBN.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is from the old school, new school.